Welcome to day two of the confidence module. On day one, we talked about how to turn your confidence on when you need it. This is probably the number one question that I get regarding confidence, and that's why we dealt with it on day one. But there is a secret, and it's that I wish people asked me a different question. Because it's true, turning your confidence on, extremely valuable skill. But far more often in life, if you pay attention to those opportunities that you've had, you didn't see them coming. Your CEO just kind of walked up to you when you were in the hallway, or that person that you'd really like to go on a date with just appeared out of nowhere. And there's no time for an incantation, and before your brain can even come together, the situation has passed. So what is much more valuable, I think, than being able to turn confidence on, which is still a great skill, is the skill of maintaining it. So that when you're thrust into those situations, you're already on. This is so much more valuable. Not only that, turning confidence on, if you did the incantations and you know, you kind of got to will it. You got to pull yourself together. You got to go, okay, I want this right now. But when it comes to just maintaining it, that's something that operates in the background and it can be energizing as opposed to costing you energy. I will say, give yourself a break. You don't have to be 100% confident all the time. That is a beginner fallacy, if you will, something people think that they have to do. But what we're going to be covering today is how to feel more confident throughout your day, no matter who you are talking to.